Every now and then we all throw a temper tantrum. And so often it's over the craziest little thing, that a hot temper isn't a good look. So how do you deal with it? How do you conquer it? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Welcome again to the program, as today we take a bit of a look at your temper from a different perspective. Now, when we're bringing up children, we expect them to have temper tantrums. They're never fun, of course, but a temper tantrum is part of growing up. It's a part of the process of moving from immaturity to maturity, of discovering how to exercise the responsibilities that come with new freedoms. And that's why I believe God's plan is to put children into loving families so that mum and dad, who are more mature and who love the child, are there to guide the child through that growing process. And the love bit helps us to absorb the pain and the inconvenience of the tantrums along the way. It's something that I think none of us really appreciate until we become parents ourselves. Now, temper tantrums are par for the course for a child or for a teenager. But what about an adult? What about a person who's supposed to have matured and learned how to control their emotions? And when you or I have a temper tantrum, do we just shrug our shoulders and say, oh, well, or is it something we need to deal with? We've all been there, haven't we? We're having our little temper tantrums, and 99% of the time, they're over silly little things. If we were truly honest with ourselves, we'd stand back and say, well, that was dumb, wasn't it? Why did I bite my wife's head off over something small? Why did I snap at my husband because of this tiny little thing? For me, it's the fact that I'm a perfectionist, just the way I am. It's the way I was brought up. Our school motto was Arge Quod Argus, which means whatever you do, do well. Or, if it's worth doing, it's worth doing properly. So I always fold and hang the bath towels perfectly. When I'm dusting, I pick up things on the shelf and dust under them instead of dusting around them. I'm always on time and normally 5 minutes early. Always put the milk back in exactly the same spot in the fridge, not in a different place. The knives in the knife block, each one has to be in its place. When you're a person like that, God is going to make absolutely sure that he puts you in a family, into a workplace, into a church, where there's at least one person who's completely at the opposite end of the spectrum. Someone who's not neat and tidy, someone who's not always on time. It's an absolute dead certainty that God's going to do that. And it doesn't matter what personality type we are, he's always going to make sure that we rub up against someone who's different. And that is sometimes going to drive us nuts if we let it. That's where so many people have their temper tantrums, right in that place of difference. Instead of standing back and realizing those differences, we just react. Like Pavlov's dogs, stimulus, response, stimulus, response, stimulus, response. It's a vicious cycle that leads to anger and temper tantrums. Someone does something that flicks our switch, and off we go with this temper tantrum. I wonder if you can relate to this. My daughter, Melissa, works part-time on a checkout in a large department store, and every time she comes home, at least one customer had to have a temper tantrum at the counter over something. Let's get a revelation today. We live in an imperfect world full of imperfect people who are going to do imperfect things. At the department store, on the road, at work, at home, at church, everywhere we go. And we can either have temper tantrums or decide, you know something? I actually want to have some peace in my life. I want to enjoy my life. And you know something? Other people's failures are not going to rob me of that peace. Other people falling short of my expectations are not going to rob me of that peace. You know something? We want everyone to be just like us. We want everyone to see the world just the way we see the world. And it's never going to be like that. There's a wonderful little proverb, if you want to read it, it's in the Old Testament, Proverbs chapter 29, verse 22. An angry man stirs up dissension, and a hot-tempered one commits many sins. An angry man stirs up dissension, and a hot-tempered one commits many sins. If we have a bit of a temper, Maybe today's the day when we need to admit that. And it's time to deal with it. It's time to get things into perspective. You see, those little things that we get upset about, 99.9% of them just don't matter. Really, they don't. I need this perhaps even more than you do. Temper tantrums are a sure sign that we need to do some growing up. I'll tell you something. God wants three things for our lives: a deep relationship with Him, the deep joy that comes from that relationship, and for that relationship to bear good fruit in our lives, fruit that other people can be blessed through. It's how He works. That's how God's economy runs. And temper tantrums are a sure sign we haven't come to grips with the main currency of that economy, the currency of grace. There's another proverb, Proverbs chapter 16, verse 32. Better a patient man than a warrior, a man who controls his temper than one who takes a city. Isn't that an interesting way of putting it? Because a warrior, the man who takes the city, is someone who takes things by force, through fighting. And God's saying here, a patient person is better than a warrior. Patience is better than taking things by force. Patience is better than a temper tantrum. When we control our aggression, we can be such a great influence for God in the lives of other people. Because they see something that they want, a peace, a quiet contentment, a joy that replaces the outbursts. And that's a beautiful thing. Humility, a grace, a sweet fragrance of God Himself. We do. We live in an imperfect world full of imperfect people. Fact of life, full stop, end of story, never going to change this side of eternity. People are always going to be different to us. People are always going to have weaknesses that rub us the wrong way. And we can have a choice, either of behaving like an immature adolescent and throwing our little temper tantrums, or deciding, you know something, I'm just not going to go round that mountain anymore. Better a patient man than a warrior, a man who controls his temper than one who takes a city. An angry man stirs up dissension, and a hot-tempered one commits many sins. I'm not going there anymore. It is time to flip the switch and say, God, I just don't want to go there anymore. Can I tell you? Sometimes it is so hard just to shut up and not say anything. Sometimes we have to bite our lips so hard that they bleed. But when we draw close to God, we let Him change us on the inside as we come to grips with His grace, and we do away with the little temper tantrums. Self-control and patience are hard things to learn, and there's only one way of learning them, the hard way, but they're fruits of the Spirit of God that grow in us as we draw close to Him and cooperate with Him and lay down our right to perfection and lay down our right to everything we expect of other people. God wants us to have peace. Social media is a great way to stay connected with your friends and the world around you. And we'd like to invite you to be part of the Christianity Works community. The Christianity Works community is full of daily thoughts, devotions, and inspiration. So no matter what kind of day you're having, you can be encouraged. If you're on Facebook, search for the Christianity Works page and like us. When you do, you'll see some encouragement from your friends and community at Christianity Works, including free booklet downloads from time to time. But more than that, it's a library of thoughts and verses that you can share with your friends and family. So we'll be sharing God's word together. It's a great way to share the good news of Jesus amongst all the chaos. Amen. So like us on Facebook, be encouraged and blessed, and share some of that with your friends as well. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.